Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Monday, January 16th of 2023, here on Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Of course, the day where we celebrate the birth of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who civil rights movement of America back in the 1970s. Pardon the noise. We're driving back from Toledo, Ohio, where we went down there to get some food and kind of see, you know, how the mall was doing and stuff. And I will say this, listeners, never disappoints. It's always great whenever I go down there. I love it. A great diner, Schmucker's, where they home make everything. Honestly, it's very good food and very nice people. And it almost seems to me like Crystal kind of remembers me. That's why she was saying that about the pie, I think. Oh, yes. Yep, there's workers there that have even known me because in the last close to five years that I've known about it, I've been in there like a good 8-9 times. And, yes, there's reasons why I keep going back. And, like, when you're in there, if they get a phone call, you can hear the sounds of that rotary dial telephone. It's possibly one of the oldest working rotary dial telephones in the entire state of that state to the south. And so that's pretty cool to have when you're like only 10 miles from the state of Michigan. And you have that there. Always a great experience whenever I go down there. It's always great. And, so today, got a great word from the Lord for you in a bit. But first, kind of want to discuss for a few quick minutes, this thing. Dr. Martin Luther King gave this I Have a Dream speech. I have a dream that one day nation would rise up, that you know, people who were black, white, Native American, and other groups of people would be together, live together in harmony, and I will say this, we've come a long way since he gave that speech, but we have to continue to curse the spirit of racism in this country. We have to curse it, because we have a president in our White House that has been known to say some rather racist remarks. You know this, right? That he said some things that are in fact racist. But you know, so we have to curse that spirit. And being I said about race, let me say something else about that right now. There's one race on this earth of human beings, unless you're a dog or a cat or something. But unless, you know, you're a dog, cat, whatever, there is one race. It's the human race. And the color of our skin might be different, you know, based on our nationality or whether we're African-American or Caucasian or different countries, different, but different nationality is different. But the truth is there's one race, the human race. And I will say, different, you know, to have different flavor in that, you know, and it's always neat when you have people gathered together from all these different nationalities and, you know, different walks of life in that. But I choose not to necessarily celebrate our differences, you know. I like how my pastor says we don't celebrate our differences here. We don't celebrate them. And so he said, this one day our nation will rise up and live in harmony, and, you know, live together, work together, and it's a great thing to have. Then he also said things like, let freedom reign over the hills of Mississippi. Let freedom reign over the mountains of Tennessee and all these different places, you know, and through Georgia and through all the different places, because, you see, at one point in different parts of America, you couldn't even be on the bus, in the same part of the bus. You had to be in a whole different part of the city bus. You remember Rosa Parks back when? She actually, near the end of her life, moved to Detroit, Michigan. And when she died back in 2005, she had lived in Detroit. Did you know this, Mom, that she actually lived in? How did you know? Yeah, in the city of Detroit. That she had lived in moved from Alabama up to city of Detroit. But, hopefully you took time today, if you had it off work, to kind of reflect on it. Hopefully you took time to pray for our country, because even those of you who live outside of America, as we have a global audience, our country needs prayer. Our country, the country that I live in, the country that I live in, that my family lives in, we were the one country on earth that was designed to be a Christian nation, was born as a Christian nation. None. But we were. And if America falls, the whole free world falls down with it. It's like having a Jenga board and one piece falls, and one piece falls because it's not on there right. The whole thing goes boom. That's a good analogy, the Jenga board. I don't know how many of you listeners have played Jenga. It's kind of neat. It's kind of neat. I got it for Christmas. And I like playing dice, hoping that you can read the dice. The dice I have is the kind that has the dots on it, so I can tell how many points I have based on how many dots. Like if I get a 1, a 2, or do I have a 6? What? Oh, my mom's sitting up there trying to claim that she wins when we're not even playing. It's like she's trying to cheat. Are you cheating or are you using faith?
Faith.
Yeah, if you're going to do that, hopefully that's what you're doing. Hopefully she's not trying to cheat up there and trying to think that she has dice and can make it roll 4 sixes or 5 sixes when we're playing a game of dice. Like in one little round thingy, and you can roll five sixes on one turn. But no, I'm not mad. I was just being funny, listeners, about the whole dice thing. It happens when we play these games. But my prayer is that you took today to reflect, to thank God for America. It's where you live. And we have to pray that we can keep socialism at bay in this country, because we have a lady from Sweden who is, what's her status right now, Mom? Is she just a visitor?
Yeah.
A visitor to our country. She had lived here for a while back in the day. And I'm not going to get into all the details of it, but I had fond memories of her from when I was very young, a young child. She went down to Chattanooga with us for, I want to say it's like 2 of my surgeries, maybe 3. But I want to say it was 2 or 3 in one trip. Is that what it was? I think it was like 2 surgeries or 3 surgeries in one trip, all of which were 1 surgery per trip. The other times it was just 1 surgery. But through that whole time, well, they were reconstructing my face. But she would tease me about these money tickles. Unless it was me that came up with the money tickles. And I know, but I still think it's funny. Okay, so you guys won't know what the money tickles are, so forget it. Don't worry about it. But anyhow, I'm not going to put an age limit on it like my pastor does. Like, if you're under this age, don't worry about it. Because none of you will understand. But anyhow, about the whole thing with this person, long story short, she has told us that her country, where she is from, is very much a socialist country. And we have to believe God to keep socialism at bay in our country. America was not designed to be a socialist country. Socialism does not work. I'm not going to sit here and go into the political reasons as to why it doesn't work or any of that kind of stuff. But I'm just saying, I pray that you're praying for this country. And that's going to be very important. And you know why? Prayer works. And we know this. I know this in my own life. My family knows this in our lives. That when we believe God for miracles, we have faith, but we also use authority, which is a concept that I'm going to be teaching you, listeners, about tonight. through the Word of God, where it talks about when we can say to this mountain, "Be thou removed and cast into the sea." And we're gonna talk a little bit about, well, what was Jesus talking about when he was saying we could say to this mountain?
Right.
Was he talking about, you know, Iron Mountain in Michigan, or you know, Lookout Mountain in Chattanooga, Tennessee, or one of the Great Smoky Mountains, or different mountains in, you know, where do we want to go? Colorado, New Mexico, California, or in different other countries that are known for.
I don't have the Bible. You got the Bible.
That are known for mountains, like Mount Everest. But in context, when he was saying to this mountain, was he talking about the earthly mountains, or was he talking about the situation? Was he doing an illustrated thing where he was looking at a mountain, but he was referring to, like, the situations of life? Could have that been it? So I'm doing kind of an illustrated sermon, looking at, because that's like what an illustrated sermon is, right? Because didn't Dr. Summerall sometimes do those illustrated sermons?
Right.
Did he do some illustrated sermons though? I think, Mom. Put certain things up to use as illustrations. But anyhow, folks, we'll be talking tonight about how we have faith and authority. Faith and authority. Both are important. And that's going to be what we're discussing tonight, because I've taught about faith over the years. I've taught some on authority, but I don't believe I've honestly taught really on how both work together, because both of them work together. Both are really important. And so we'll be doing that and having a good time in doing that, because we're word people here. I'm a word person here on the program. No, tonight I do not have a pun tonight, because I was not at the gym, which has the pun board, and so I don't have a pun. I will refer to though to one that I did see outside of a church when we were driving down a street in Midland, going to get some sub sandwiches many years ago. We were going down the road, and we saw a sign driving down the street. And there's like six different churches on the street. One of the churches had a sign on it that said, "If you're struggling with truth decay, brush up on your Bible."
When Dave told you about the tree pooping number two.
I don't know what that was about. I forget. When the tree poops, how do we get a number two pencil? Because the tree poops. I don't know. Never mind. I thought for some reason he thought it was funny. I like the other one better, about the, if you're having truth decay, brush up on your Bible. Because that's referring to, like, if you have tooth decay, you know, your dentist fully tell you, you know, brush better, you know, floss, things like that, yeah, to help your teeth. But, you know, if you're having tooth decay, meaning you say tooth, but tooth decay could be like you're listening, you're following wrong doctrine. You're listening to the wrong preacher who is not giving you the true, uncompromised word of God. Now, here's the thing. I am not a pastor, listeners. You know, when I come on here and teach you, listeners, I give you the uncompromised, unadulterated word of God. Plus the teaching I give you. It's the word of God. And so you know when you tune into this program, you can rest assured that I'm not going to, like, just sit here and lead you astray. Nope. I'm going to give you the real word of God, what the real word of God says, and that's the way it is, the way it's going to be. That's the way it has been ever since I launched this. And I thank God for all of you who have tuned in over the years. Those of you who have been on constantly, those of you who are new, those of you who might have been on and off, but great that you're with us. Thank God for that. But now, real quick, I want to remind you about the book, Rivers of Miracles. It is the story of my life. And you know what? When the rest of the miracle becomes manifest, you know, like when I get to see it and stuff, there'll be a movie come out about it. And, yeah, things are in the works. And it's going to be great. What a day of rejoicing that will be. And, no, not to steal from the song, even though it is a great song, about how when we all see Jesus, what a great day of rejoicing that will be. And the truth is, yes, that will be a great day. But it's the book, Rivers of Miracles, is the story of my life, the story of how great God has been, and talks about different battles that I've faced, and how he's always been there for me, always. And he's never given up on me. He's never given up on me. And you know what? Honestly, I haven't given up on him. Even at those times where maybe, you know, we all have times where we might feel like giving up. Sometimes maybe we might just feel like it, even if we never say it. Sometimes we might just feel like it, but then we might very quickly come to that realization of that's not an option. With me, whenever I've had that little thing of where you might feel like giving up on God, you know what happens to me? Like basically instantly, I'm like, nope. Maybe I feel like giving. Nope, not an option. Because I have already figured out in my mind that for me, giving up on God is, I'm not even saying, it's not a good option. It's not an option. And because God's done too much for me to give up on him. He's done too much. And I love him. That's why I go to his house. And because he's there. And that's why I read his word, speak his word. Yeah, but you can go online to the website riversofmiracles.com to find out information about the book and how you can get your hands on it. Again, that is Rivers, R-I-V-E-R-S, ofmiracles.com to find out information about the book, Rivers of Miracles. And you'll be glad you read it. And I pray that it will stir up your faith. It will increase your faith.
Everybody that reads it,
yeah. Yes, and I pray that when you read it, it will increase your faith to live today, listeners. It takes faith, but it will increase your faith so that you can believe God for whatever it is that you're believing for. And those of you who are going through some stuff in your body or your finance or whatever, if you're going through stuff, if you're going through heavy stuff, that's even more reason why you need this book. And as I was saying the other day, there was some, I heard of someone who basically for 2 days basically just kept on reading, and didn't want to put it down. And it greatly increased their understanding of Jesus. And when I hear those kind of testimonies, I just go, wow. I just go, thank you, Jesus. Because did Laura tell you about that?
Her mother, right?
One of her relatives. She told you though,
yeah.
Right? That's what happened. And I had heard that testimony from her even, and was like, wow. And when you hear those kinds of testimonies, this makes you realize. And, you know, if you're in ministry of any kind, you may never realize the full impact you have until you get to heaven. You may never realize the full impact you have. I'm sure there's testimony stories that have happened as a result of people who have listened to this Miracle Man program that I don't know about. But I know I'll know about them in heaven. Is that a good way to put it? I can flat out guarantee it. All the people that tune in from other countries, even people from this country, I can guarantee that there's been things happening through God. So God is moving. God, or sometimes as they say, God is on the move. And I just thank God for it. And bragging on me. What I'm doing is thanking the Lord. Because some people might say, oh, Miracle Man, it's by your this, it's by your that, it's by your, the way I see it, it's God. Because I'm the thing, the way I see it, I'm the vessel that God is using. And he's using me to talk, to get through to you. And so the other thing that I want to mention before I get into a couple songs is about PayPal. And if this show has been a blessing into your life through the last 5.5 years, and honestly, I pray it has been a blessing to you. And I pray you've been blessed by it. I'm sure people have been blessed by it. I know that as a fact. And it's something that I thank the Lord for. So please consider sowing a seed into the Miracle Man program. Now, don't tip. Don't tip God. Don't tip God. I'm not your waiter at Waffle House, Go Barrel, or whatever other restaurant you want to name. Don't tip God. I know I said Crackle Barrel, but it really is Cracker Barrel, but
or any other
restaurants, but you know, don't tip God. You know, you sow a seed, you know, and if you know the things of God has blessed you, you sow seed. And so when you sow your seed, it helps us keep going. It helps us reach more people. And or as we continue to believe God for more and more people to tune into the program, to find out of us, to tune in, and to have their lives changed. Yeah. Okay. Take my glasses off. But yeah, the way we win souls is people giving their lives to Jesus, of course, because that's why we do this, because we want to see lives changed and sin and have people's destiny changed, and have when people give their lives to Jesus, have their sins commuted from destiny changed from hellfire forever to heaven. And I think of just yesterday, one of the reverends, one of the ministers from my church who was preaching yesterday because my pastor was, Dr. Buckley was out of town, he talked about something that he had happened to him back around 2000, and he had been transported basically to like darkness, and it was not in a vision, and it was not pretty, and God basically showed him, you know, that's where your parents are if they don't get saved. He was able to get them both saved. Do I got it right? It was both of his parents?
Yeah.
He was able to get both of them saved before their death. And when you hear stories like that, you just go, wow. It was sobering, but it was a great reminder. You can go online to paypal.com to sow your seed. And in the search bar, you can type in RIP my name, Rivers Shukla. Again, that is Rivers, RYVERS. Last name is Shukla, SHUKLA. Please keep in mind, if you would, please keep in mind there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. Yep, there's a space in between them. The other thing to keep in mind, if you would, is that the first R in Rivers and then the S in Shukla, both of those are capitalized. So please just make a note of that. I would appreciate it if you did. And the verse, you want to sow into your life, is therefore God loves a cheerful giver. Not someone who gives because they're sad, but someone who gives out of their joy. And they're happy to give because they're happy with what the gospel has done. I'm going to sing a couple of songs and then going to teach. Satan fall like lightning. Registered in heaven. Is my testimony from death to life. Since grace rewrote my story, I testify, my Jesus Christ the righteous, I justified. This is my testimony, this is my testimony. If I'm not dead, you're not done. Greater things are still to come. Oh, I believe. If I'm not dead, you're not done. Oh, greater things are still to come. Oh, I believe. If I'm not dead, you're not done. Greater things are still to come. Oh, I believe. If I'm not dead, you're not done. Oh, greater things are still to come. Oh, I believe. This is my testimony from death to life. Since grace rewrote my story, I'll testify. My Jesus Christ, the righteous, I'm justified. This is my testimony. This is my testimony. If I'm not dead, you're not done. Greater things are still to come. Oh, I believe. If I'm not dead, you're not done. Jesus, greater things are still to come. Oh, I believe. If I'm not dead, you're not done. Oh, greater things are still to come. Oh, I believe. If I'm not dead, you're not done. Greater things are still to come. Oh, I believe. Yes, I believe. Jesus, my testimony from death to life. Since grace rewrote my story, fine. My Jesus Christ the righteous, I justified. This is my testimony. This is my testimony. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He crossed over from death to life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Walking around these walls, I thought by now they'd fall. But you have never failed me yet. No, waiting for change to come. Knowing the battle's won, for you have never failed me yet. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness, your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You've never failed me yet. Never failed me yet. I know the night won't last. Your word will come to pass. My heart will sing your praise again. Oh, yes, it will. Jesus, you're still enough. Keep me within your love. My heart will sing your praise again. Oh, thank you, Lord. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness, your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You've never failed. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness, your faithfulness. Still in your hands, this is my confidence. You've never failed me yet. Never failed me yet. I've seen you move. You move the mountain, and I believe. I see you do it again. You made a way when there was no way. And I believe. I see you do it again. I see you move. You move the mountain. And I believe. See you do it again. You made a way when there was no way. And I believe, I see you do it again. I see you do it again. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness. Your faithfulness is still in your hands. This is my confidence. You've never failed. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness, faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You've never failed me yet. Never failed me yet. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I believe in the Holy Spirit. I believe in Christ the Son. I believe in the Holy Spirit. Our God is three in one. I believe in the resurrection, that we will rise again. For I believe in the name of Jesus. Our God, I'm the defender, suffered and crucified. Forgiveness is in you. I'm the Holy Spirit. Forever lifted high. I believe in God our Father. I believe in Christ the Son. I believe in the Holy Spirit. Our God is three in one. I believe in the resurrection, that we will rise again. For I believe in the name of Jesus. For I believe in the name of Jesus. I believe in you. I believe you rose again. I believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. Yes, I do. I believe in you. I believe you rose again. I believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. I believe in God the Father. I believe in Christ the Son. I believe in the Saints' Communion and in your Holy Church. I believe in the resurrection when Jesus comes again. For I believe in the name of Jesus. I believe in God the Father. I believe in Christ the Son. I believe in the Holy Spirit. I believe in the resurrection, that we will rise again. For I believe in the name of Jesus. For I believe in the name of Jesus. For I believe in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It's your name, Jesus. We believe in you. You are the Father God. You are the Son. You are the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for that Trinity that we have. Thank you, Master, that your hand is on our life. It's great to be a Christian. It's great to serve you wherever we may be tuning in from, listening from, whatever activity we might be doing. Thank you, Master, that we've set aside some time to learn of your word tonight, to learn of your ways, Lord, and so that we could live your way and be a doer of your word. Thank you, Master, that these listeners tonight will have a heart ready to receive what you have for them tonight. Thank you that you're meeting every need tonight that is represented by every one of these listeners. I don't know what they all need, Lord God, but you do. Some may need help with finances. Others may need help with their body. Some may need help with their marriages, with their children. Maybe for some of these, it's all the above, Lord. But Lord, I know you're meeting all these needs represented. And thank you that for what you're doing in each one of us. Thank you that you blessed our time together. And now I make my confession over this program. I say that sponsors and partners come into this program, that finances come into this program, that many more listeners come to this program. Most importantly, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom as a result of this great radio program. In Jesus' matchless name, amen, amen, and amen, and amen, amen. And so, Dad, I want to talk about using faith with authority. Faith and authority. Now, some verses. Hebrews 11, it's about how, starts out by talking about how faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of what we have not seen yet. The evidence of things not seen yet. What that means is that in the natural, it hasn't happened for you yet. It's on its way. Still believing for it to come. That meaning that body you might not feel it yet. In your bank account, that finances might not be there yet. And all that evidence, you still believe it. But it also in our Bible, it tells us faith without works is dead. And I can see some of you at home staring at me going, what do you mean works? You mean I got to do work? You mean I got to do work? Like you're sitting there, and some of you might even be people that actually have a job, but you just think it's automatic and that you don't even say a word, and that just having that mental faith that it can. Oh, faith without works. Part of what this work can mean is taking authority. Situation that you might be facing in your life. You know, whether we want to talk something you're believing for, you know, new car, you know, new whatever it is that you might be believing for. You know, and when you can have that in your mind and believing that you can do it, but you also got to say it. Call out to God what it is that you're believing for. And you got to see yourself with that thing. Like for me, I have to see myself seeing. When I talk to God about it and I curse blindness, I have to see myself seeing. I have to see myself seeing. If you're at home sick or if you've been not that well off financially, you got to be able to see yourself prospering. You got to be able to see yourself, you know, prosper. See yourself where you want to be, and not just have that poor mindset. I can't just have this blind mindset in my life. Got to see yourself changed. See yourself renewed. That's how you got to see yourself. So part of that involves a mindset. Amen. So, but you have to say something. Like, I have to be able to say, blindness, be removed and cast into the sea. It shall be done. I curse you by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Without any doubt. And there can't be doubt in that. You can't just be saying it but then be like, well, I don't know. I'm saying the right stuff, but is he going to do it? Or is he not going to do it? And sit there and be like, I'm annoyed, and be like, you know, like how a dad or mom could get annoyed at their little kid because they're asking the same question 30 times in 5 minutes. Ask my mom. I did that before. I'm sure I did that before. Like, why do we got to go to that doctor's office? As one of our aunts, why do we got to go to that doctor's office? Why do we got to go to that doctor? And sometimes she would repeat it 3 times. Yeah, you did, mom. Don't sit there being like, no, you did. Yeah, you did. He's like, why do we got to go to doctor's visit? Why do we got to go to doctor's visit? After I asked 6 or 8 or 10 times or whatever, and she'd repeat it 3 times, like trying to get the point across, you know, but when God hears, you know, someone being bold and knows that someone means it, and that they are standing on his word, and that they are not breaking the hedges, that they are, you know, then makes it more likely what you're believing God for. Now, it is an interesting thing, though, why some people get a life-threatening report. Like a life-threatening cancer. And some people, they get healed very fast. Like Vicki Barclay, my pastor's wife, healed from cancer just over 30 days after diagnosis. A cancer that kills most women who get it. Very aggressive. Nothing benign about it. Everything about it said aggressive, 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 aggressive. But, you know, she believed. She spoke the word. Her husband spoke the word. Our church family didn't know everything about it. But that family were speaking the word. You know what they got? They're a miracle. She's still with us, standing strong. I think she's been in more pulpits since then than what she ever was before. She would do pulpit some before that out on the road, but nothing like it's been since. In fact, most pulpits she would speak in before then was mostly like 90% our own. Right. And many times when she'd be on the road, it was just to help pastor. It was to help him or, you know, be there in support of him and what have you. But see, that healing in her body caused her to have a voice. And bring hope to so many people. Now, other people, they receive the same report, and they speak the word, 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 but they get promoted to heaven, is where we're all going to, those of us, you know, who do what God says to do and stuff, those of us who have accepted him as their Lord and Savior, right? We're going to heaven, and that's going to be awesome. Heaven's going to be awesome. But it's interesting why some people get their healing. Other people might receive it, you know, after a very long time, or might just get their in heaven. And why does God do it the way he does with the, you know, with even similar circumstances and stuff? We might never know, but it's interesting how God works. Yeah. But put in my mind, he's God. And I don't use that as a reason to go, oh, it's been so many years, God. I still believe, but will you or won't you? Nope. I keep trusting that the blind are going to see, that they're going to hear, that, and all these other things that I believe for. And I just keep on keeping on trusting, believing, just knowing that his promises are yes and amen. I like to say they're yes and amen, not maybe and I guess. Yeah, because some people will be like, well, yeah, well, will you do this? Maybe. And what not? Maybe. Well, can you do that? Well, can you run to the store and get that? I guess so. God doesn't do the maybe and I guess. It's yes and amen. And so I, you know, just keep on keeping on. And I've heard of different stories, you know, of people, you know, go through stuff and they got to speak to that mountain. And it, multiple times in the gospel, it says, small as a mustard seed. Mustard seed, that's not a very big seed. Isn't that smaller than a sesame seed, like from a sesame seed bun, like if I took you to out to get some fast food and we saw the sesame seed buns. Are the mustard seeds even smaller than those, than the sesame seeds? Like one sesame seed would be like 30 of those mustard seeds, like at least 10 of them. So even if I took one sesame seed off of one of these burgers or off of one of these sandwiches, one sesame seed that's on them, 10 of these sesame seeds, you'd be able to say to this mountain or that situation, be thou removed, be done, cast into the sea. I take authority over you, over these things, whatever that mountain is that's staring you in the face, cancer, diabetes, heart, arthritis, Arthur, someone who called arthritis Arthur, but honestly, why anyone would even call it Arthur, I don't know. Because if you call it Arthur, that makes it almost sound like you're giving it affection, doesn't it? That makes it sound like you're giving it a, because once you start giving it nicknames like that, it can almost sound like you're giving it affection. Like, I don't want it. So why would I call it Arthur? Call it for what it is and curse that stuff or financial stuff or whatever it is, or you know, if you're a college student and maybe you're struggling with your grades, you take authority over your grades. And yes, study and do all that too, but you say, you know, you claim that, you know, you're smart. And I've heard stories about where God gave people answers on tests. Wasn't it Dad that told you that you knew of someone that happened to? That God gave him the answers to the test? Yeah, that God literally gave him the answers to the test right there, and they didn't even have to cheat. God just gave him the answers. The way I understand it, what it was like is he was able to remember them. And so he was able to take the test and get a good grade on it. But, you know, whatever that mountain could be, might not be the issues that I mentioned. It might be deadlines. Maybe there's just not time left, that much time left. And God, and that can be like a mountain too, but God can help you get that stuff done and turned in. And what have you. And, you know, so sometimes it could be, but a mountain is a mountain. And you can say to that mountain, take authority over it. And God wants you to hear you call out what it is. What is that mountain that's staring you in the face? Because every person, based on their based on that circumstance, it's something else. You take authority over that thing, curse that thing, and then you also confess what you're believing for. Like, I'm believing that blessed are my eyes that see. So as you take authority over those mountains, you also say, like blindness, I command you to go, you know, I shall see you in the name of Jesus. You know, and while you say, you know, blindness, I curse you in the name of Jesus. You know, you turn around and you say, blessed are my eyes that see. Blessed are my ears that hear. I see myself with 20/20 vision, Jesus, and being able to see mountain, Great Smoky Mountains, Pikes Peak, you know, whatever, you know, the different mountains that I named tonight, you know, whatever the biggest mountain is in California. And then, yeah, I said Mount Everest. You know, like, because I was telling you guys earlier about, you know, different mountains. And so that's why to me, I say, I'm believing God that I'll be able to see the natural, these natural, because I had heard, because I've heard preaching on this over the years. And you know, and so, and about this whole thing of using authority to go with your faith, here's what you should not be doing. Making bad confessions. Going around saying, I have this certain disease. The second you go around saying, I have cancer, I have a cold, I have COVID, I have the flu, I have, you know, this thing, that thing, I am poor, I am low income, you know, other things. I don't seem to get good grades. I don't, you know, when you go around saying that kind of stuff, not good confession. That is, if you're going around doing that all the time, you're constantly making negative confessions, and you believe in God to get freed from those things, you have to stop making those bad confessions and instead calling those things that are not as though they are. I am healed and whole. My grades are great. I am wealthy. For the wicked is stored up for the righteous. You know? And like all these different, you know, things that we deal with. And you know, and you take authority, you know, and it's great to say it, to say those great things, but you have to believe, be able to believe God that those things are going to come to pass. Have that faith. And not only is faith the substance of things hoped for, faith is also trusting that he will do, that God will do what he said in his word. Because he's, you know, the word's been written. All scripture has been inspired by God. All, A-L-L, word of God, has been inspired by God. It was all approved by God to be put in there. You can trust it. And I don't know about you, but I know that his word is true. And it's been proven many times in my life. My mom had faith when I was very little. Times I needed miracles. Were you listening the other night, Mom, when I told you when I was in Chattanooga and I saw those angels in that hospital room? And because I had those, because they were angels. They were angels, right? They, because I had said, Mom, everything, I'm going back there, but the angels are going to, I didn't know that I was going to be a 19-year-old surgery. I didn't know that my heart was going to stop. But, yeah, that's what I said, 19-hour surgery. I said, I said 19-hour, I'm sorry. I said 19-hour, but you might have heard something else. I'm sorry. I was saying I did not know it was going to be a 19-hour surgery is what I said. But okay. Sometimes people hear things different. But, regardless, I did not know that it was going to be a super long surgery. But I did feel like angels were back there, were going back there with me. And I did feel that everything was going to be all right and that I was going to come out there, come out of there. And you know what? I did come out of there alive, but my heart had stopped, but they were able to get it back going. And 4 different times, spirit of death tried to take me out. But you know, the devil was 0-for-4 trying to take me out. 0 out of 4. And all 4 times, God won. Why? Faith. Because faith works. Miracle working power works. My pastor believed in God. My mother believed in God. People, from the church, believed in God. And prayer. And they stood by my side. And I am proof that this word works. Infallible proof that this faith works, that this use of authority works, that when people say you spirit of death, you cannot have him, and you have to curse those evil spirits. You have to. And when you say things like, there is one spirit that operates, and it's the spirit of God. And that's that taking authority. And of course, while you take authority, that spirit of faith, that trusting in him, knowing that you're not just saying those things in vain, thinking, yeah, well, I say all this stuff, but do I even believe a lick of it? Or do I not believe any of it and it's all void? I believe it. I believe the word of God works. That's why I stand on his word. If I didn't think it worked, I don't know why I would stand on it. That's what I've done. That's what I continue to do. Continue to stand and believe God. And so, I'm not called the miracle man for nothing. I've seen it in my life. And I know the ultimate miracle is in the works. I know it. And I believe it. And I receive it. And Heavenly Father, thank you for this word tonight. I thank you, Master, And Lord God, right now, I take authority over all sickness and disease that is in these bodies. I claim, I take authority over those spirits of infirmity right now, and I claim that the infirmity leaves their bodies right now. Cancer, go. Arthritis, go. Go. Migraine headache, go. Colds, flus, COVID. Other respiratory things, RSV, all these other things, go. Blindness, deafness, you spirits of neurological things, go. And disease have no place in our bodies. Thank you, Jesus, that we are healed. We are made whole by your word that we believe in. Thank you, Jesus, for that. And Lord God, I just thank you that in your name, Jesus, that we'll be doers of this word and that we won't just be those who hear it but don't practice it. And I give you all the praise and all the glory and all the honor for that in Jesus' name. Put your hands to heaven and just tell them for a second that you love them. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Master. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, in terms of sports, we have had this, what the NFL is now calling Super Wild Card Weekend. I don't know why they changed it from just Wild Card to Super Wild Card, but there were to be 7 games. 6 have already taken place. 1 game to be played yet tonight. In Saturday, you had Jacksonville Jaguars take down the Los Angeles Chargers 31-30. And then the other game, you had the 49ers totally demolish the Seahawks, even though the Seahawks were up very briefly in the game, but then they lost. And then for Sunday, you had the Giants upset the Vikings at home. Seed beat the 3 seed. And then you had the Bengals take down the Ravens. The Ravens had previously been 6-0 on the road, first round of the playoffs, but not anymore as they lose 27-20 in Cincinnati. The Bills took down the Dolphins 34-31. At one point, it looked like the Bills were going to totally just demolish the Dolphins, but they didn't. Dolphins came back, made it interesting, and were leading for a little while. They didn't end up winning. And then you had, let me think here. You have the Cowboys taking on Tom Brady and the. They are taking on Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in Tampa. And I had made my prediction, and I am sticking with it. I do honestly, thoroughly believe that Dallas is going to beat Tom Brady and the Buccaneers. And I think it's going to be 32-24. my honest prediction. Do I think Tom Brady will retire after this year? I think it's very possible, listeners. I think it's very possible. I think it's very possible. We'll have to wait and see. Until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody, and I will talk to you all again tomorrow night. Yeah.